USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll continues to rise after a line of severe storms moved through the south. Sheriff of Moreau County, Mississippi, Cecil Cantrell, speaks of some of the tragic situations. A tornado killed an elderly man and devastated the community.
These people that are, you know, some of the people are going to be homeless, probably it looks like. We're going to have some misplaced people, so, you know, that's number one, trying to take care of the people that have been misplaced at this point, making sure that they have a place to stay and water and all the necessities at this point. That's what we're really looking for. To help these people.
Dozens of people have been injured by the storms, some of them in the hospital with serious conditions. In Franklin, Texas, 55 homes were destroyed by a twister. The storms are still heading east, with millions of people bracing for the impact. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Chairman Jerry Nadler of the House Judiciary Committee wants White House aide Stephen Miller to testify about the Trump administration's immigration proposals.
We heard several weeks ago from whistleblowers that that Steve Miller came up with this before we heard about it from any other source. And probably Steve Miller, who seems to be the boss of everybody on immigration, ought to come before Congress and explain some of these policies.
Nadler appearing on CNN's State of the Union. Tiger Woods has made a comeback and won the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, the first win there since 2005. World Sport anchor Don Rydell spoke about the rough ride Tiger has gone through over the past decade.
Since 2008, he has been through so much. Of course, the marital issues have been well documented, the fall from grace, the DUI, that kind of awful mugshot, and then the physical issues he's had to deal with. You know, the back. Four back operations, risky spinal fusion surgery.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Democrat Cory Booker officially announced his presidential run on Saturday, and now the man they call Mayor Pete is formally launching his campaign as well. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg has become one of the leading contenders for the Democratic ticket. The 37-year-old becomes the youngest candidate in the crowded field and the first openly gay major presidential candidate. Polls in Iowa and New Hampshire last week showing him in third place behind the yet-to-announce Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Mayor Pete was a Navy reservist. He served in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Around 30,000 runners have carbo-loaded and are ready to run the Boston Marathon in a few hours. One Afghanistan war veteran, who is now a double amputee, is among them. WBZ TV reporter Paul Burton is there.
I want people in Boston to understand that if I can do this, then they can do whatever challenge that they have in front of them.
Every step, retired U.S. Army veteran Master Sergeant Cedric King takes, he knows, is for a deeper purpose.
Even though I was in a position where I lost legs, it didn't give me an excuse not to keep fighting them.
The 42-year-old lost both of his legs after stepping on an improvised explosive device while serving in Afghanistan in 2012. 21 months later, he completed his first Boston Marathon. A year after the marathon bombings. Now he's back for another 26.2 miles and taking in a Red Sox game.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.